It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away today. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. So much has changed in Iraq in the last few years, but one thing remains constant. Roadside bombs are still killing people. These improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, are sometimes very sophisticated and sometimes very simple, some explosives jammed in a tin can. But either way, they demand a sophisticated response. Some U.S. troops are fighting them with math, as we'll hear in a moment. First, we go to Baghdad, where American troops are no longer patrolling, but Iraqis are very much exposed. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports.
These days, about 100 IEDs go off each month. Most of them are here in the capital, and many of them are what in local parlance are called sticky IEDs, homemade bombs attached to powerful magnets and stuck to the bottom of cars. These deadly IEDs usually target officials or police or army soldiers. In November alone, there were 45 sticky IEDs. Ahmed Maula is an explosives disposal instructor with the Iraqi police. He collects IEDs. Some are made with plastic washing machine timers. Most have crude batteries.
This is a sample of the IED, of an IED in which that uses this action and reaction effect. Yeah. As you see, it's when it's stuck to the vehicle, and when he moves or when he stops, then the reaction would ensue,
and the car blows up. Jihad al-Jabari heads the anti-explosive unit in the Iraqi police department. As we sit him down for an interview, he gets a call reporting a sticky IED that wounded an official with the Baghdad City Council. Jabari says during the worst years of the Iraq War, there were 50 IEDs a day, as opposed to the 100 IEDs a month now. Back then, he says militants were building IEDs that were much bigger than those used today. That's because militants used munitions that were left behind by Saddam Hussein's regime.
In 2005,
Al-Qaeda was developing its capabilities like a day by day. What helped them in that is that there were like caches of explosives all over Iraq, like warehouses where explosives were stacked.
While Iraqi security forces have gotten better at confiscating such munitions caches, securing neighborhoods, and convincing citizens to report suspicious activity, they themselves admit that they still need work in gathering the intelligence needed to prevent IED attacks. American commanders here say that's because back when Saddam ruled Iraq, intelligence that one might gather about wrongdoing was kept close to the chest rather than shared, so the information could be used later for one's own gain. They say that mentality persists today. Right now, there are a handful of Iraqi units in the police, federal police, army, and various ministries tasked with gathering intelligence, but they don't always share information. Jabri says if his unit gets good intelligence, it can head out into the streets and defuse the bombs. But he says it all depends on that information. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.